This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. President of Angola, João Manuel Gonçalves Lourenço, has said India and Angola are committed to further advancing bilateral ties. Speaking at the India-Angola Business Forum in New Delhi today, he said India is a key partner which has expertise in generic medicines. Addressing the gathering, Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh said that India-Angola bilateral relations are underpinned by a vibrant energy partnership, with bilateral trade reaching $4.2 billion in 2023-24.
Our bilateral relations are underpinned by a vibrant energy partnership, and bilateral trade between our two countries has been growing and reached $4.2 billion in the 2023 and 24 period. Angola is now the 123rd member of the International Solar Alliance, and the Government of India has approved a line of credit of $200 million for further strengthening our defense and security cooperation.
The Election Commission will soon launch a mobile application, ECI Net, to provide a singular platform for all electoral-related activities. The Commission said in a statement, the new one-stop platform, ECI Net, will integrate and reorient over 40 of the existing mobile and web applications of the poll body. The United States has approved the sale of Hawkeye 360 technology to India to boost the country's surveillance capabilities. The move will enhance India's maritime domain awareness in the Indo-Pacific region. In a statement, the U.S. Defense Security Cooperation Agency said the $131 million deal will improve India's capabilities to meet the current and future threats by bolstering its maritime domain awareness, analytical abilities, and strategic posture. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today stated that the Arctic has a global significance in itself, and India has a growing involvement with the Arctic. Speaking at Arctic Circle India Forum 2025 in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar pointed out that what happens in the Arctic is of extreme importance to India, as the consequences are going to be felt not just by India but by the entire world.
We have come up a few years ago with an Arctic policy. We have a research station there. We have agreements with KSAT on Svalbard, which is relevant to our space. What is happening in the Arctic and likely to happen will have global consequences as the country with the most young people in this planet. Obviously, what happens in the Arctic is of extreme importance to us. The Arctic today has got a lot of attention for the promise of resources that it has.
Replying to a question on Europe, Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that Europe is under pressure to change and the reality of multipolarity is dawning on it. He stressed that India is looking for partners and not preachers who do not practice at home what they preach abroad. The first World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit Waves 2025 will conclude in Mumbai today. The four-day event, which began on Thursday, was inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The summit, with the tagline Connecting Creators, Connecting Countries, is poised to position India as a global hub for media, entertainment and digital innovation. The summit is witnessing participation from over 90 countries with more than 10,000 delegates. Waves X, a startup accelerator program in Waves, is expected to attract funding for around 15 startups. Chief Growth Officer of IAMAI, Sandeep Jingran, said that a total of 1,000 applications were submitted by various startups for Waves X, out of which around 30 have pitched their ideas before investors in Waves. Padma Shri recipient and famous yoga practitioner Swami Sivanand Baba has passed away in Varanasi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief at the demise of Sivanand Baba. In a significant development following the recent Pahalgam terror attack, the Amritsar Rural Police in Punjab have arrested two individuals for allegedly spying for Pakistan. Khelo India Youth Games 2025 will begin this evening with a colourful and grand opening ceremony at Pataliputra Sports Complex at Patna in Bihar. Union Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar will inaugurate the event. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the participants through a video message. And that is the end of this news bulletin.